KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Father, Soldier, Son is a documentary streaming on Netflix. It covers almost a decade in the life of a former platoon sergeant seriously wounded in Afghanistan and his two young sons. It's a deeply affecting film, a study of love and devotion, and the toll taken by machine gun bullets on a body, a gallant spirit, and a family. The soldier's name is Brian Eich. When we first meet him, it's 2010. He's still on active duty and home for a two-week leave after 6 months of combat. His adoring boys, 7-year-old Joey and 12-year-old Isaac, have come to meet him at the airport, and Brian locks his powerful arms around both of them in a bear hug. He's a divorced single parent with full custody, and the brothers have been staying with their uncle. They're ecstatic about having their father back, but all too aware of how soon they'll lose him again. The camera is there at crucial moments in the family's life because the documentary is an expansion of an enterprise that began in 2010, when the New York Times was following an Army battalion's deployment to Afghanistan. The story tracks Brian and his family through 2019. One of its main concerns, of course, is the painful path of his recovery after an ambush by Taliban fighters. One leg has been shattered so badly that it may have to be amputated. But he's suffered a deeper wound to his proud sense of manhood that was always tied up with his physical self. As I watched the film, I thought of Montgomery Clift's Private Pruitt, the bugler in From Here to Eternity. Like Pruitt, Brian loves the Army, wants nothing more than to be a part of it until he retires. As a patient going through the agonies of rehab, he's torn every which way. Sometimes I feel guilty, he says, because I'm not mission capable anymore. As a disabled citizen with prospects that are murky at best, he's a stranger in a terrifying land. Now, who am I, he asks, and there's no one to tell him the answer. The most powerful part of the film is its portrait of Brian's sons, beset by feelings they can't comprehend, let alone resolve. Joey, the younger boy, is the more touching one, while Isaac is the thoughtful one, struggling to decide what kind of life he wants for himself. One choice is obvious, to follow in the footsteps of his father, a third-generation warrior, and make himself the fourth. What he really wants to do, though, is go to college and then into policing. Father, Soldier, Son is about the pain of recovery, but it's also about the pain of growth. Nothing comes easily in this family, which deserves all the happiness it finds. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.